Cecil the lion was a favorite and a well-known animal in the Zimbabwe Hwange National Park. Earlier this month, he was killed by an American hunter, and once the internet found out, it wanted justice. Now debate is raging on social media over big game trophy hunting, both illegal and legal. Wyoming doesn't have African lions, but it does have mountain lions, elk, moose, bears, and a good number of big game hunters. Rennie McKay is communications director for Wyoming Game and Fish. He joined Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard to talk a little about how hunting violations are handled in Wyoming and how social media is changing the game.
When something like Cecil's killing happens and there's huge response to it, do you think it could have any impact on how hunting violations or even just hunting itself is viewed within the state of Wyoming?
Yeah, I think that's important to people who hunt fish, because by far the vast majority of them are law-abiding. And so when somebody goes out there and tarnishes the image of hunting as a sport and a heritage, people are very upset about it, because they want that support for it. They know the importance of the role of hunting and fishing and wildlife management, and they also know the importance of the role of hunting and angling in terms of paying for management of all wildlife and of all fish. So that is something that I think that is a big concern.
I think poaching sometimes sounds, especially on the internet, maybe like a black and white issue. Is there a range of violations?
There are here in Wyoming. So when we're talking about the rules and regulations and laws surrounding hunting and fishing in Wyoming, there are situations where you have people who are cited for shooting from a road, perhaps harvest an animal out of season. Then there's also wanton waste, where the meat is left. There can be wanton destruction of animals as well. Those are rare cases. And what happens often, though, is that, you know, if someone perhaps has a permit and they're out hunting and they end up in the wrong part of the state or cross a road into a different hunt area, when they realize that they committed a violation, sometimes they're the ones, and this often happens because the vast majority of hunters are law-abiding, they'll go seek out a game warden and let them know that they committed this violation and turn themselves in and face the consequences, because they care about the reputation of hunters and anglers, and they want to obey the law.
So how big of a problem is poaching or hunting violations for Wyoming?
We're talking about a tiny fraction of people who engage in those violations that might get lumped in as poaching. But, you know, the most common violation we see in the state is just fishing without a license. You're not getting into those violations that would be called poaching until you get quite far down the list on that. But there are instances where that happens, and that often when we talk to the public about that, the public is outraged, and that's the hunting public as much as it is wildlife enthusiasts.
You're really working with the public to bring in these tips and catch these guys. How big of a component is social media in all of that?
Well, it definitely plays a role. It's what social media has become for everyone, I think, is another way to speak to the public and engage with them. And so that happens on a range of wildlife management issues. But then in terms of when we ask the public through traditional media, through in-person conversations and on social media for help in solving a case where there might have been a wildlife violation, we get a lot of interest in that. About, on average, our content on social media, when we talk about issues related to violations, usually gains about 60% more interest than other posts. We also get tips from social media, and have solved a couple of cases because of reaching out on social media.
As you engage the public more online, what kinds of effects does that have, maybe on an emotional connection to some of these cases where you're asking for their help?
Well, I think that you know, the digital media a lot about images. And so as we have that conversation, you know, I think talking about like a moose showing up on the Capitol lawn, that's a immensely popular story. People really do connect with their wildlife and being able to see pictures of it and to have a conversation with the Game and Fish Department or fellow hunters, fellow wildlife enthusiasts online and on social media. I think that just helps feed the passion that there is for wildlife in Wyoming.
Why do you think people are so passionate about wildlife in Wyoming?
Well, Wyoming has some of the most diverse wildlife. We have over 800 species of fish and wildlife here. So we're unique in that sense. We're famous for Yellowstone, but I think when people come to Yellowstone National Park, it's because they also want to see the wildlife that live in this part of the world. And then the other part of it, too, is, you know, our wildlife is our wildlife, all of ours. It's the public's wildlife. You don't have a privately owned big game in Wyoming. And so I think that creates an attachment, and hunting and fishing, I think, is part of that, as people, you know, care about the fact that it is done by most people legally in a regulated manner. That's kind of part of being the stewards of the public's wildlife.
Rennie McKay, Communications Director for Wyoming Game and Fish, thank you so much for being here.
Caroline, nice to talk to you today.